And every December, economists make predictions about the year ahead. And every year, something happens that makes them look clueless. This year, it was the plunge in oil prices. Nobody saw that coming. Still, economists did get a lot right in 2014. Last year at this time, most were predicting low inflation, more jobs, higher stock prices. That's what we got. Marilyn Giewax is a senior business editor at NPR. She's been looking over the forecast for 2015 and joins us from D.C. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Robin.
And dare we ask, what are the predictions?
They are cheery. People are really in a good mood. You look at the economists' forecasts, and they are pretty uniformly optimistic. That got a pretty good boost last week when the Commerce Department said that growth in the third quarter was up 5%. And holy cow, that's good. You know, that's a lot of momentum for the economy. So riding that kind of momentum, and then you're also riding this wave of low oil prices, so that means you're going to pay less for gasoline, for home heating oil, all that kind of thing. You have more money to spend at stores, at restaurants, hotels. So it could be that 2015 is the year that people finally take a good vacation.
Well, and we have questions, but is the premise that if consumers are doing that, spending more, businesses will start hiring more?
Right, exactly. That's, you know, really, the bottom line is always going to be jobs. So if you're out there spending more and you say, oh, let's go to Disney World or wherever it is you want to go on vacation, they're going to need more clerks in the stores. They're going to need more people working at the hotels. There's going to be more people at restaurants, just everything. But it's not just those clerk positions. It's if you're spending more at the store, then manufacturers have to put more goods out there. Grocers have to stock more food, whatever. You're going to need to really boost those jobs. And that leads to higher wages. So let's say you're a store and you need more clerks. So you want those stay-at-home moms to choose to work. You're going to have to pay them a little bit more so that they can afford childcare. It's a very positive cycle.
Well, and you say lots of states are raising their minimum wage levels on January 1st. So millions of low-wage workers will be getting raises. But, is that going to fix the huge concern that there's a huge gap?
Right. You know, we've got these various raises that are automatic that we know are going to kick in from the minimum wage things, but also this upward pressure. But, you know, back in the 1970s, we saw a spiral where wages and prices both kept going up. And all that led to was inflation. But really, the thing that's positive about 2015 is thanks to the oil price plunge, it might be possible for employers to give you a raise and still hold down costs because oil is cheaper. So it's like this gigantic tax cut, and consumer spending should be good and hiring should be good.
Well, that's all good. And for most of 2014, economists were watching the Federal Reserve to see if it would raise interest rates. If inflation stays low, you'd think the Federal Reserve would allow interest rates to stay low too. But the Fed has said those rates will start going up again in 2015.
Yeah, I just there was an economist survey taken, and 90% said that they expect interest rates to rise in 2015. But, you know, Robin, they've been predicting that year after year. I guess like they always say, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So, you know, eventually these economists who say that interest rates will rise are going to be right. And probably 2015 will be that year. But most likely, because inflation is still so low, the interest rates will tick up at a fairly slow rate, seems to be what most people think. So maybe by summer, things will start to ratchet up, but not too extreme. And, of course, anything could happen, but that's what the prediction is.
Well, and you say this is, you know, combined with the fact that the stock market's been shooting up, we could say Happy New Year, and let's do that quickly until the thing happens.
Okay.
The thing that's going to happen that's going to change it all. Senior business editor Marilyn Giewax, Happy New Year, and we'll have you back when the thing crashes.
All right. Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.